With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. H-2A visa guest workers on Washington farms aren't just from Mexico anymore. WAFLA is working with the governments of El Salvador and Guatemala, among others, to bring in help for farmers. WAFLA Director Dan Fazio says despite speculation, he's had no immigration problems since the Trump administration has been in place.
I think about the same. I think all that talk about the new administration being anti-immigrant and anti-guest worker program is a whole cloth, really. It's really not proven to be the case. As a matter of fact, they really want to have legal immigration. They're just, you know, opposed to undocumented immigration is their, you know, their big push. So I think that the stories that you see that the problems not experience them at all.
And Fazio says they aren't expecting any immigration problems with the new countries.
We very much expect that we're going to have a 0% rate of workers that don't complete the contract. They've got very good ties with their country, and that was the principal concern of the U.S. Embassy in El Salvador, that they did not want people coming from a very poor country and coming up here and not returning at the end of their contract. And by working with the cooperative where the workers have very strong ties to their village, we can alleviate that legitimate concern on the part of the U.S. Embassy.
We'll have more on the challenges WAFLA deals with tomorrow. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.